Welcome back once again to the Pause Rewind Play podcast. You'll notice the setup looks a little bit different this time. You can tell from the name of the episode, which is our second episode of the Fast Forward series that we're doing. We are looking at 2023's summer movies and talking about how excited we are for them and ranking them on our little first grade art board that I can pretend was made by someone, not me. Although that would not be true.
So. I like how we can just kind of do whatever we want on this little sideshow. Like exactly. There's no real formula to it yet. We're just kind of experimenting and figuring things out. It feels like the initial, what we initially started with in the podcast like five years ago. Except for that, when we started back then, it was very much like, this has to be perfect. We have to come up with the perfect things to say.
Well, like, we made that one intro, right? And don't get me wrong, I still like intro, but we spent, Casey mostly. Man. I spent a bit of time, mostly Casey spent a lot of time on every little thing. And I still like it. But the thing is, just I like it. Like, I like the way the podcast is now. And I like that we did that intro and whatnot. But now here later, we're like,
grab it. Let's just throw stuff at the wall and see what happens. And so that's literally what we're going to do, throw stuff at a wall.
We're going to slap stuff on here, talk about, I think there's 15 different summer movies that we're going to go over, talk about how excited we are for them, and just kind of go over what is going to be the things we're most excited for, and then I'll be really interested to come back and watch this episode after we've actually seen these movies and seeing if there should have been, you know, some things moving around, something we maybe didn't care about at all that was amazing, or some really cool things that kind of fell short.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited.
And Josh sent me a list of what these movies are. I scanned over them. He asked me if there's anything I want to add. I don't remember what half of these were. So a lot of this is going to be my initial reaction of just like, oh yeah, I forgot that was coming out. I'm hyped or not hyped.
I don't care. These things.
So I'm excited in this one. This is going to be fun. Thanks for prepping it for us.
Yeah, dude, of course. I tried to get a lot of the biggest movies because there are definitely some. I've seen trailers for almost all of these. There are a couple that I haven't seen trailers for, but I just wanted to make sure that we still got all of the big ones up here. And also, you'll see a lot of these maybe don't look super great. The printer I was using kind of ran out of ink, so you'll notice that.
This is just us to a T. Everything's like done as inexpensively as possible.
Exactly. That's what we love about
for
it.
For now.
Well, let's go ahead and let's get into the main part of our episode, talk about the 2023 summer blockbusters, summer movies that we're most excited for, and kind of see where they end up falling on the chart. So, Vince?
I get to choose first?
Go ahead and select one of the movies, and we'll go ahead and talk about it.
We'll do right in the center.
All right.
Mission Impossible.
I forget what the... Here, I should probably... It's like Dead Reckoning.
Yes, that shows Reckoning Part 1. That's what it is.
That Mission shows you how excited Dead I am part for one. It.
So, I love the Mission Impossible... I like the Mission Impossible franchises. I don't think I've seen any of them except for number 1 and number 3 more than twice.
I've seen number 1 and then one of the other ones. And that's not to say they're not good,
because
people love them. But
yeah. I go into them for the freaking Tom Cruise of it all. Like, he does these incredible stunts. I am really excited to see his motorcycle jump for this one. You did the airplane.
I've already watched so much about like that one
the
jump.
Making of
exactly.
So I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be cool. It's going to be a fun. The Mission Impossibles are fun movie going experiences. I don't ever really have like the need to go back and watch them at home. That being said, I do kind of want to watch the Henry Cavill one again. Just because I want to see him.
I guess Lotus Fist.
Watch the trailer.
That scene is just classic.
I think I need to go back and watch a couple of them, but this one for. As for the like movie going experience for the summer, I'm actually super excited for it. I think these
are
so
excited.
I think these are so much fun.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and put it here then because I am pretty
neutral on it.
I'm neutral, and neutral is kind of like a weird world because we're in the middle. This means like I'd still like go see it, right? It's neutral, but it's not excited. It's I think this would be really cool, but I'm not like so hyped on it. And I'm like, I really need to go see it or anything. Okay. And so I'll probably stick it here as a middle ground for both of
us. That's perfect. Because I think that's more where I would be at then. Because like I'm not like dying to see this movie, but the Mission Impossible movies are always so much fun for the blockbuster summer showings, you know? So I'm not like, I can't wait to see this movie for the awesome story and everything. It's more like, I'm really excited to go to the theater and eat a ton of popcorn and see these stunts and see Tom Cruise do his thing, you know? So
nice.
Yeah, I guess that would put me more in that like... middle ground between neutral and super excited.
There we go. Perfect. Well, I apologize for you when you're editing in the future, the very first one, and it's already off ski-wampus ankles and not
right.
Straight.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's get into the next one. Let's do Asteroid City.
Ooh, okay.
Wes Anderson's next flick. So here's the thing. I'm like, I like Wes Anderson, and I've grown to appreciate Wes Anderson a lot more. And he's also gaining, especially with Asteroid City coming out, a ton of people. Have you seen all of those like reels? And people have sent me TikToks that I don't have TikTok, but I can still watch, yeah, of people doing the like Wes Anderson style of filmmaking in their own like skits and whatnot, and doing things like that. And so I've gained so much love and appreciation for what he does. There are some movies he does that I love. There are some that I don't. I am excited for this because it's a Wes Anderson movie, but that is the bigger reason why I'm excited for it. And for people who can't see, it's the cast. Like, none of these are just like filler names to make it look big. Jason Schwartzman, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, Jeffrey Wright, Tilda Swinton, Bryan Cranston, Adrian like, and that's not even halfway down the list. It's so crazy. It seems like, I think the Rotten Tomato scores are first coming out now, and it's sitting around like 70, 75, which is sort of low. I mean, I think like what, Grand Budapest Hotel is definitely in the 90s for both. And so I'm not worried, but I'm just kind of like, come into it with moderate expectations. But I am definitely, I'd put it either in one of these two for my own personal experience.
I'd be in the between one with the Mission Impossible, same spot as the Mission Impossible one.
Okay.
His last movie I didn't really love. So Wes Anderson's a little hit and miss for me. I can't remember the name of it. It's the one that has like three different stories in it.
Okay.
But I love how unique Wes Anderson movies are, and it's a change of pace every time you go see one of his movies. So I can't help but get excited every time I see it, because I just like, you get away from that big blockbuster sheen and go back to simplicity. And speaking of like perfect, you know, lines and everything, it's like an OCD person's dream to watch movie, his movies,
because right?
Everything is just perfectly staged and symmetrical in every way. And just like, even if I don't really love his movies, I just love seeing how he makes this, what do they call them, dollhouse experiences,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
And that's what I'm excited for. I'm excited for that dollhouse experience again. And I think that the premise of this one is actually really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the last one, The French Dispatch, that's what it's called.
Right.
I think that one just doesn't a premise that really like hit me, mm-hmm, but I love this idea of like being out in the middle of like Nevada or somewhere, mm-hmm, and aliens existing
in this Wes Anderson world. Right.
Yeah, like it seems fun. So
it seems like it could go almost anywhere. Is the thing I'm excited for.
Yeah, I put it on the semi. All
right, I'm gonna start overlapping these because I feel like I'm a lot kind of might end up in this area of the board, same and thing. So we might need to do some weird overlappage.
Sounds
plus
good.
This board's not super straight.
Okay. Elemental. Pixar's new movie. I don't have a lot to say about it. I'm pretty neutral on this one.
And I'm super excited. We're going to have another one end up in the middle. Here's the thing. You know I'm like a Pixar stan. All of our, if you go back and listen to, we have our ranked Pixar episodes. We talk about like our top 10s and everything like that. Those are all pretty much me saying, hey, we should do this as an episode, guys.
Yeah.
Because I love Pixar. Pixar is definitely... It used to be at a point, I remember a quote from one of our previous podcasts where we would say, Pixar, like, doesn't let us down. We have every right, because a lot of times you feel bad about, or not feel bad, but you hesitate to go into a movie super psyched. Just, you want to temper your expectations, just, you know, for whatever. We talked about how you don't have to do that with Pixar movies because they're always going to deliver. And we kind of said that. And then after that, Pixar had a string of not bad movies, but definitely when you look at their previous movies, it might not have lived up to
kind of that expectation,
what was going on before, right? Oh, okay. Because you had a lot of good ones and with Soul and with everything that's going on, but then you had a lot of ones that definitely got a lot more like mid reviews, Lightyear and Turning Red and
Lightyear
and
was
things.
Pixar?
Lightyear was Pixar, yeah.
Oh, I didn't put that together.
Mm-hmm. And like Toy Story 4 and just things like that where it's like maybe we do have to be a little bit more cautious, but this seems like a return to form of a truly original idea.
Yeah.
It feels like an Inside Out type of idea where it's like, oh, these elements, like, you know, you talk about, oh, earth, air, water, whatever, but the idea of them living in a city and the world building that goes beyond it, just from what we've seen in the trailer of how these species sort of coexist in a place, going along with a story that will be, you know, at the end of it, heartfelt and truly moving, is why I'm super excited for it. So third in a row in the fourth slot. So we've got Mission Impossible, Asteroid City, and Elemental. sitting right there for now.
Pretty excited section.
Pretty excited section. All right, my turn. Spider-Man across the spot. Let me just go ahead.
I mean, yeah, this is going to be the first one. Jumps off the board all the way over there.
Jumps all the way off the mat. Am I good to put it here?
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm so excited. That's probably going to be our next episode. I love Into the Spider-Verse, and you can listen to us nerd out about Into the Spider-Verse for an hour and something minutes on our last episode. This movie, this franchise, this animation style, this... everything, cast, the director, everybody, like, music involved, is just like, they're S-tier creators, and I'm a Spider-Man nerd and a comic book nerd, and I'm really excited to see what they have to do with this one. It might be my most anticipated movie of the summer.
And luckily for us, it's from the date that we're recording this, less than a week until this movie releases.
Are we seeing that, like, opening weekend, or are we...
I mean, we should.
When's Casey? Right? We got to talk about when Casey can get back up to record.
Sure. I mean, we should watch it opening weekend either way. I'd be super down if you're not already going with someone.
No, I haven't even looked at tickets yet, so...
We should do that. And, again, I know that I talked about not wanting to hype things up too much, and I still kind of stick by that, but the, like, pre-release screenings for people who do... You know, YouTube videos and stuff like that have already been going out, and word is it's like at, or some people say above, the first one. And so, like, I don't want to go too crazy, hype it up, we can chill out, but just know that I think no matter what, even if you don't like it as much as the first one, if you like the first one, it's gonna be a wild ride.
Yeah,
across the Spider-Verse, our first
super,
one
super
in
excited.
The S tier, the super excited tier. Okay,
to me.
It's you.
All right. Barbie.
The Barbie movie.
Barbie just had a new trailer drop this week.
It's called the main trailer, I think is what they called it, because they had, like, teasers and trailer one, trailer two. This is the main trailer. And it kind of goes a lot into... we finally actually, besides just quick shots of Will Ferrell, have a look at Barbie and Ken in the real world. And with that, also some information has dropped. And these are from tweets that I've seen from a few people. And so I believe them to be accurate. But if they're not, don't hold me too accountable. From what I've heard, we also learn a little bit from press releases about the real, not the real story, but kind of the meaning behind the Barbie story. And it talks a lot about the development of young children and then adolescent girls growing up and, you know, loving Barbies and things like that and loving curiosity and whatnot. And then the real world kind of hits them and that kind of has to get stripped away a lot of the times. And so it's a lot. I mean, Greta Gerwig, right? And so we're super excited to see her next picture. I'm really interested to see, because the set design of the Barbie land, Barbie world is just incredible in itself, right? But I really am interested to see the deeper meaning sort of behind what's going to be going on in the movie and whatnot. And so for me, I'm super excited for this one.
I'm in the neutral on it. Honestly, that new trailer didn't really do much for me.
Kay, who was on our last episode, kind of said the same thing as well.
Yeah. I'm excited for it either way. Like, I mean, neutral for it either way. I'm going to see it. Like, it's one of these ones that I feel like is going to be in kind of the zeitgeist and you kind of have to get to, especially... You got to choose a side between Oppenheimer.
I'm going to both. I guess whichever one I go to first.
But there's moments that made me laugh. I did like that the marketing, they're like pushing that, like, if you love Barbie, you'll love this. If you hate Barbie, you'll love this.
And exactly.
Maybe this might just be a marketing gimmick, but you piqued my interest. And then I did like the crazy Barbie that's in there. I forget the girl, the Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I don't remember her name, but yeah, like the red, blue.
Yeah, there's always that Barbie in the mix that's been like, her hair's been ripped out and
her
everything,
shoes are
and
off.
She does, yeah, and there's, she's like the Morpheus.
Knees.
Yeah, exactly. So that's fun. So
that gets that on.
Yeah, I'll see it, but I'm not like dying to get to it.
All right.
I think Oppenheimer might win it for me for that weekend.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, so we'll talk about all of these movies, and I know that I've said a lot that goes up here. If I had to kind of not rank my top three, but give you my top three for the summer, a lot of these are kind of close, but Spider-Verse, Barbie, and Oppenheimer, I think would be
are your top three.
My three that I'm most looking forward to for the year. So,
cool.
I don't remember which one of these is Oppenheimer. Otherwise, I just do it so we can kind of talk into about it. Now. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
If you would have asked me like a week or two ago, I would have been super excited for it. Super excited, but like
cautious
like, about it.
Harrison Ford's a million years old, and
yeah,
and, you know, you want that vintage, but
I don't know. And it's got like a great director that's pretty trustworthy. He did Logan. I spaced his name right now, so it's got like everything going for it. But then those film festivals, Cannes Film Festival reviews came out, and it got scorched.
I'm really interested to kind of see how this ends up from, like, if we talk about Rotten Tomatoes, like the audience score point of view, and to see if there is enough nostalgia and stuff to boost it and just be like, hey, this is kind of what I remember from a good time, but from what we've seen so far, it's just getting torn apart.
That's kind of what I'm hoping too, is like, from what I understand, that film festival is a lot of just like higher, like, elevated moviegoers, you know, elevated moviegoers. So that's what I'm kind of hoping for, is still just like, yeah, I still have the enough hope that it'll still be fun, you know, not great, but still fun, still better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, but not what it could be. So I'm pretty much in the, either the neutral or the almost not excited because I'm scared.
I'm in this one, so we'll go ahead and we'll just stick it right in the middle of those.
You want to put it in the neutral? Oh, okay, yeah, that works. I'm scared more than anything. I'm scared it'll come out and it's going to be bad.
You'll just go there, be in the theater, like, no.
I think that's why I'm like leading this way, is because I'm so scared that I'm going to walk in and just walk out so down on it. I hate being down on movies, especially nostalgic movies that we grew up with. I hate being the one person in our group that's just like,
oh, no,
that movie sucked. And everyone else is like, no, it was fun. It was great. I'm like,
because you're like, I don't
like it.
You don't want to be that movie goer. The downer. Like, oh, I'm too good for Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm not. You're like, it was just, I did like the original ones, and this doesn't live up to what it was.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I get that enough being a Star Wars fan, you know, where I have friends that are like really, really big Star Wars fan, and they're like hyping things up, and I'm just like, guys, but that wasn't that good. But they're like, no, it's great. I'm like, but it wasn't that great.
Or people making multiple minute long TikToks to respond. Yeah, exactly. About how you're a spoiled Star Wars fan,
pretentious Star Wars fan, or whatever. Oh, I am. Man.
All right, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is the first one to end up below tier 4 even. So definitely be interesting to see how that plays out.
Okay.
Vince, you're next.
Oh, okay. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. I forgot this movie was in here.
August 4th.
I think I'm more excited for this movie than I am Across the Spider-Verse.
Really?
I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I grew up on TMNT, man. Not even the cartoons. Like, I watched some of the 90s cartoons. Mm-hmm. We had a VHS copy of the Pepperoni Pizza Monsters that I watched on repeat. Mm-hmm. I had a ton of toys. I played the video games. I have the comic books. I just bought a new comic book of them the other day. I'm a fan of the TMNT guys. Doing this with Seth Rogen behind the wheel, I trust him a lot in my humor kind of thing. Like, he's mm-hmm. like the trailer says, he's like a permanent teenager, you know? The art style, going with that Across the Spider-Verse, very like similar. Comic booky art style is like right up my alley, getting as far away as we can from the last iteration of the Turtles that we had. I guess that I should say like I grew up with the movies, the old like TMNT mm-hmm. movies. Like, we did one of them on the podcast. Yeah. We did number two. We need to do number one. Because I don't think you've seen that one, mm. and it's a freaking good movie. I cannot wait to see what they do with this. Like, I'm just so, so excited for it. Yeah.
Vince rated that a 6, and I was going to rate it a 4, so we'll stick it right here. Right, so.
That goes above Across the Spider-Verse for me.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Do you have anything
Turtles?
To say about it?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited, Well, no, I was happy to let you talk about it because I know how excited you are for it. As someone who didn't grow up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and my only exposure was the one we did on the podcast, and also just, you know, occasional things here or there, and learning about them through pop culture and other things like that.
Yeah.
As someone who didn't grow up on all of that, I was still, like I said, I was going to put it in the fourth one, still very excited to see this, both because it kind of mimics that art style and Seth Rogen at the helm, and it just looks super fun from the trailer that I saw. And I was like, yes, I'm super excited. I'll be into this. Ends up on super excited with, look at this. People talking about how
animation
is not the thing. Our top two movies so far are Mayhem.
Do you have a favorite turtle? Just curious.
It would probably be the one of the name I can remember.
Oh no.
Like I said, it's been a long time. Yeah. I think like the last full movie I watched was the one we did for the podcast, and that's been 3 years or something. Ago. So
I'm a Donatello guy, and I had a stuffed Donatello, like a stuffed animal, I guess you would call it, as a kid that I grew up with, that I slept with for years as a kid.
What do you mean had, Vince? I saw that in your bed when I
wish
walked
I still did. I am even to the point where that stuffed Donatello meant so much to me that I wanted to impress it on my first niece. And so for her first birthday, I bought her a Donatello stuffed stuffed animal. I don't know if she still has it. But
you can hope.
Yeah, I love
Who
it.
Who knows? Maybe years from now on her podcast.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Second one, add up in the super excited category. August 4th.
August can't come.
So you got a while. Enough. You got Spider-Verse at least tied you over to.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see the trailer for this one? No Hard Feelings.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, this is one that I kind of put on here. A lot of people are excited for it. It comes out in a couple of weeks, I believe. It's Jennifer Lawrence is the main thing. Basically, she is she's an Uber driver, but her and her boyfriend break up, and because of technicalities, she doesn't end up getting to keep her car, and so she's trying to get a car, and these like rich parents who are trying to get their son to come out of his shell before he goes to college say, we'll give you a car if you like date our son and try to get him to come out of his shell.
I saw that trailer.
It's very like, not like rom-com-y, like it says at the top, like not a love story, but it's just basically like the idea that originally she's just trying to like date this kid and whatnot, and then she ends up kind of learning about him and what makes him the way he is. Very like, in the nicest way possible, because I love Jennifer Lawrence and she has incredible work. I love Causeway that she did last year with Brian Tyree Henry. It's like a very B-tier like comedy movie that's coming out in the summer. It's like a very summer comedy movie that's going to come out. We're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it. It's in neutral for me because I'm going to see it. And I'm just like, I'll see it. It seems cool. It's, man.
Neutral's probably fine. I'd probably put it in this one. Where
stick
I'm just
it below
like,
Indiana Jones then.
Whatever.
Right in the middle. There you go.
It's one that will sit on my like.
Because it would definitely be kind of there for me too.
It'll
so.
Come out in theaters. I might get around to it on like a cheap night. And then if I don't, it'll sit on my like.
Streaming to my watch.
Streaming to watch for
forever
months.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly. If I don't get it right at the get-go, then I probably won't ever get around to it.
Yeah, they're marking pretty heavy for it, which means either maybe they think that they have something that they're not showing in the marketing that they want people to go see it for, or they think it's going to be super mid. So they're just like pushing just the marketing to get people to see it. Excuse me. So, all right, no hard feelings on the board. See what's next.
Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Yeah, let's just throw this all the way down here.
I had to put it on there. It's a summer blockbuster. And it's gonna make more money than a lot of these movies, probably, honestly.
Yeah, it will.
But just goodness gracious.
I haven't seen about Transformers in a long time, and this should be right up there with my I just want to go and watch like a dumb action movie and eat some popcorn, but I just don't even care about seeing a Transformer again.
Never.
Like, those ones are... Yeah.
Is that for the podcast, maybe?
I don't remember. But I'm just not excited for that at all. At all.
If you are super excited for this one and just want to roast us, please feel
free.
Yeah,
we really don't understand Transformers, I don't think.
So if you feel like you can change us, just comment down below, yeah, I guess.
Good luck.
All right, let's see. Blue Beetle. So I've seen the trailer for this one. Besides the trailer, I know next to nothing.
Me neither.
About this
movie. Yeah, that's
where
I'm at too.
But people, like one of the YouTube channels who I love watching, The Real Rejects, they react to this trailer and they talked so much about how they loved and are like really excited because they think this is kind of a cool new age DC universe kind of way that they're going. This is being hyped up as one of the biggest like superhero movies of the summer this year. And so I'm kind of interested to see, like it'll end up wherever it does on our chart, but I'm kind of interested to see how in the place that it is, because DC, I'm like
into some parts of it, not into other parts of it. And this is kind of definitely in that, not as much into it.
It's in this weird like zone of just like, is this a part of the new DC?
Exactly.
Or is it not still? Right. So it's also got that kind of going so against it.
Interesting to see the people who are fully into like the DC universe to see where it ends up for people like that. So for me, it's in like the neutral to not, because I don't really know much about it, but it sounds like it's going to be a good movie though.
I think let's put it in neutral, because I'm in the neutral too excited. I like the kid that they casted for Blue Beetle. He's in the Karate Kid TV show, which had a fantastic first couple of seasons. And he's really charming and he's really talented. He's actual martial artist. So it's cool that they like hired someone that can do his own stunts and stuff. I assume he did his own stunts. Don't quote me on that. And also I think the suit looks great. Like they made a physical suit and then added special effects to it. So, and the trailer I thought was good. And I like the overall like aesthetic of it all. That like just even neon poster, colors. Yeah, it's just, it's very appealing. All of it's very appealing, but it's a DC property, so or DC movie, so you're just like going into it like
with a question mark.
It's 50-50 here. Blue Beetle? Could be good, it could be terrible. Who knows? It
could be freaking Aquaman. Who knows?
Oh, that's coming up soon too, isn't it?
Probably. It might be coming out this summer. I didn't see it on any of the lists. Surprise!
Aquaman 2, and they didn't remove Amber Heard.
Nothing good about that one. So, like, nothing good from anyone.
Love to see.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. So, this is, if you don't know, so this is one of the ones that I slipped in that maybe wasn't on, like, the biggest blockbusters of the summer, but one of the ones that I'm excited for. New A24 horror movie coming out in August, I believe it is. And we talked a little bit about the trailer that was released for it a while ago.
So this is the one where the hand is haunted.
And the hand is haunted.
It's like the Bloody Mary kind of idea, but it's with the hand.
But you touch the hand and talk to your ancestors.
I'm excited for it. I think it looks really good. I think this one would be right in there with like the Barbie and the Asteroid City and everything. I'm excited for a fun horror movie. I don't remember the last horror movie I saw in theater.
In theaters? Ooh, that's a good question. I'm pretty sure there's one that I didn't include in here also that's coming out this summer. Insidious, The Red Door is coming out this summer.
So
it's like supposed to be the final Insidious movie. And to be fair, when I was a kid, like in high school, Insidious, those were like the movies that we'd go over to my friends, you know, Unfinished Basement and watch. And it was super creepy and I loved it. But Insidious has just gone so far downhill that, like I said, I didn't even include it in this list, even though they're like pushing like the final Insidious chapter is here. And I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah. Me neither. I'm checked out of that one too. The first Insidious was fantastic.
I agree with you. I would also put it right here as well.
Talk to me in the.
I mean, it's horror. A24. I'm just super excited. And these guys, they're mainly YouTubers, and they got Bankroll to make this. It's really, really exciting, and it looks like it's gonna be really good. And it's gonna be. It's in August, right? So it's summer still, but more towards the latter end of summer. I think it'll be kind of a good kickstart into that spooky season kind of type of vibes and whatever. Like, it's still August.
Is it late August or early August?
I think it's like mid-August, if I want to say. I could be totally wrong on that, but I think it's like August 15th or 24th. I don't know.
Okay,
those are just kind of the numbers that came into mind when I was thinking about it. So yeah, just kind of good kickstart and a spooky season. And I love a good horror movie.
Me too.
You know? I don't think there are any other horror movies on here because that's not really like the classic summer vibe.
Yeah.
You know, in the fall. Okay. Was that yours? You did that one?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Haunted Mansion. I have really mixed feelings about this one because we talked about it, I think, on our first episode. You asked me if I had seen the trailer, and I had not. But now I went back and watched it. And I'm like, there's things about it that I think could be really good. And they like put some effort into certain parts of this movie. But it's like, it's a movie based on
The Ride.
The Ride. Like, and so that's why it kind of like ends up on a lot of these lists, because it's like, oh, big new Disney thing or whatever. Sorry, I'm just kind of like trying to look up the cast to remember, because
see, that's why I'm excited for it too, is because of the cast. It's got Lakeith Stanfield, and I love him. He's one of my favorite actors this day. It's got Danny DeVito in it. It's got Owen Wilson in it. But
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's
is 2003. My bad.
I was gonna say the old one.
I was like, what?
I didn't like the old trailer. And this is a kid's property because it's a Disney movie based on a kid's ride. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the action aspects of it all. Like when I watched the trailer and it kind of went away from the spooky fun comedy to like a action comedy, I was just like, oh, that's where they're going with this.
But that's not what makes any type of movie that's similar to this good.
Yeah. Like, I like the idea of a kid's horror comedy kind of in the vein of like Goosebumps or that kind of a thing. But when they kind of have the, I'm just worried it's going to devolve into a CGI battle or escape at the end. And I'm just not,
the house is just idea.
Falling apart,
turning into craziness.
Yeah, and I just don't really care to see that.
Yeah. Where are we putting it?
But the cast is cool. Like I said, I want to support the cast.
So. You're like, I'm
probably
it,
on the night, not excited at all for it.
I am too. Throw it in there. It's like almost gets to the line of the between not excited at all and neutral, but just not quite.
Probably the only way I'll see it is if good word of mouth.
Like it just ends up, like, oh, actually, this is, or just like, yeah. Danny DeVito was hilarious in this. And so you're like, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go see it or something. Okay.
But it's not. Yeah.
All right. We got three more left to talk about. And just to,
okay.
As a clarification, we're already almost done.
Yeah, we got two more after this.
All we had to do, all that I ended up putting on here were the ones that were not released at the date of this recording, which is in late May. So Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Little Mermaid, Fast X, those are already all released behind us. So they're not included in our 2023 summer blockbuster list. I saw your letterbox for Fast X.
We'll talk about that on next episode.
Stay tuned.
I don't know if I can do it anymore.
You're not high for part two and part three of Fast X.
I don't know if I can do it anymore.
All right, what's next?
The Flash.
All right.
I hate saying this.
Oh, no.
I am almost more excited for the end of The Flash to see how it sets up the new DCEU than I am to actually see the movie, and that makes me really sad.
Well, that seems crazy because it was that your sentiment after you'd seen the trailer? Because I think we talked about the trailer on our last Fast Forward episode.
That's my sentiment after seeing the most recent trailer that dropped like a day or two ago.
I hadn't seen that one.
It's going to be a fun movie. It's going to be a fun...
Michael Keaton backs Batman.
Yeah. I'm fine.
I'm
going to get roasted on the internet because I'm the one person in the world that's not like, Michael Keaton's the best Batman. You know, I'm excited for all of it. I want to see how they do it. I'm more curious than anything. But I think that the marketing leading up to it has just gotten so out of control with people being like, this is the best superhero movie ever. Then I'm just like, I don't believe you anymore. Like, I think this is going to be the one that resets things, and you need people to go see these movies. And everyone on the internet, not everyone, but a lot of people on the internet are saying, like, why should I care about this if you're just going to reset? So they have to, like, dig in hard, like, saying that this is the best thing ever made. And that kind of worries me. Again, DC movies are 50-50. I'm excited for it. I'm going to see it day one. But there's a part of me that's just like, I kind of want to see what the after credits scene is more than I want to actually watch the movie.
Like, and that's just that see where it goes.
That shouldn't be how I go to movies, man. I should go to movies excited for the experience, the two-hour experience that it's going to deliver to me, not for...
just where it ends up, yeah. And what it means for the future.
Like, literally, that's why I went and saw Black Adam, because I heard that it sets up a Man of Steel thing, you know, a Henry Cavill return. So I was like, okay, I guess I have to go to it. I hate that is my feeling towards this. I'm actually super excited for it. I do want to see all these characters again. I think it's going to be fun to see Michael Keaton return. I'm really, really excited to see Supergirl, honestly. I think... that's a new character introducing that is just the trailers. Everything I see of her is just working for me. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to come off as a downer on this one because I am super excited for it, but I'm more super excited to see what's next for the DCEU more than I am retreading a spot in the DCEU that we've been retreading for the past decade. You know, going back to the Man of Steel thing again, like everything. I know it's like an important part of that universe, but I'm just like, let's move on to something new.
Well, I'm excited to
see... it'll be kind of a breath of fresh air to see what's next.
Oh, I feel terrible for not remembering his name, but the actor who's in The Shape of Water, who plays Zod.
Michael Shannon.
Right, because he's back.
Like, yeah.
And before our last Fast Forward episode, when we talked about the Flash trailer, I hadn't seen the Flash trailer. I was on like that end of the spectrum of just like, don't care, Ezra Miller, blah, blah, blah. Saw the trailer. You talked about it, or you talked to me about the trailer. I went and watched it, and I was like, oh, wait, actually, like, yeah, this actually could just be a good superhero movie where even if I'm not fully invested into the DCU side of things, like, that could be really cool and to see where it goes and just get cool flashbacks. And then I haven't seen the newest trailer either. And so I feel like I'm very strongly kind of in the neutral ground for it. And that's, I don't know if it's fair, I guess, as someone who's just like not into it, because I feel bad saying it's neutral. It's just my own personal opinions about it. So we could stick it in here then probably, right?
Yeah, I think so too. I think that pretty excited for it. I think it will probably be the most fun I have in an over-the-top blockbuster summer movie. And I'm hoping it even surpasses that expectation. I mean, other than the cartoon,
like, there's like
I'm
the
excited for, like, for the popcorn like explosion movie.
Yep,
that's gonna be the most fun I have. More than Mission Impossible, more than Blue Beetle, more than Indiana Jones. That's gonna be the one where I'm just like, I just want to shove popcorn in my face and enjoy a cool like action movie. Watch people punch each
other. Some funny one-liners. Just yeah, like, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah,
all right. There we go. The Flash. That one comes out. It says June 14th. Is that still right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like it's pretty a couple soon. Weeks. I think it's like the week after Spider-Verse. So
there you go.
I'll report back on that on whether or not, we'll how I feel about it, because I have things to say about comic book movies. Do you know that?
I do know that. All right. Okay, well, now I know what the last one is, but we're on the second to last one, another one that I included because it just showed up in all the lists. Meg 2. A good shark movie for the summer with, who is it? Jason Statham, right? I mean, Jason Statham is the only thing I think that could get it out of that bottom tier for me.
I'm not going to see The Meg 2. I didn't see The Meg 1.
Throw it in there.
I am not.
I ended up seeing Meg 1, and it's just so mid.
Like, really?
It's below mid, but it's not like terrible. A lot of people say it's good. A lot of people say it's terrible from what I've seen. And I just am not into it. And then I hadn't seen it, and I watched a trailer for this because I knew it was going to be on here, and nothing in the trailer made me be like, actually, you know, I could be wrong. Like, the only thing that made me think about it was my sister, shout out to my sister, who cut these out for me because I was like working very hard on these graphics right there, high-end graphics. She cut these out after I printed them off. She saw that one and she said, oh, I saw Meg and I like a good shark movie and I'm going to go see Meg too. That was the only thing where I was like, well, maybe there's like a market for it, but I just thought about it. And I'm just still not.
Yeah. I am pretty, I try to get into these big smash them up, monster, Transformers, Meg, Godzilla.
Well, look where they end up.
I try to get excited for these ones, but I know that it's going to be
a letdown.
It's just going to be a weird, like a not good storyline to facilitate lots of explosions and punching and sharks eating things. And I'm not super into those kind of movies. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I like to go do it, but overall, I just like, I don't get excited for them. I get more excited again to go in and just eat a lot of popcorn and just turn my brain off for a while.
See, I just need like a good ocean horror movie again. You know, it's been a long time since the last one that came out that was even sort of passable was that one with Kristen Stewart, where they're kind of at the bottom of the ocean.
I never saw it. That's one on my never-ending list.
It was okay. Like, it wasn't great by any means, but it was okay. And it was really kind of like horror-esque.
Yeah.
And that's like what I want from like I'm down for a shark horror. You know, obviously Jaws kind of sets like an unpassable almost precedent. But I'm down for like a good shark, like horror movie, like being down in the depths. And I don't know. That's something that I would want.
There was rumor right after.
This just doesn't seem like it.
There's a rumor right after the first Aquaman came out that they're going to do a whole movie about the trench. Remember the trench scene from that movie? That's literally the only thing I remember about that movie, because it was like had those horror vibes to it. It was a fun superhero deep water. I'd be down for that.
You'd be down for that.
I love Jason Statham. I don't always love the movies that he chooses.
Well, that leaves us with one final one, the other contender for July 21st, 2023, Oppenheimer, which this one got the name's not even on here. It's yellow with red lines. But it's Oppenheimer with Cillian Murphy, Christopher Nolan's next movie. I mean, I'm here, but you know that I am a Christopher Nolan truther. Yeah. Like, went and saw Tenet, even though, you know, movie theaters were basically shut down. And it was like the only time I kind of went out of my house back then. And I'm still one to, while I think it's nowhere near his best work. I'm still one to defend Tenet and be like, if you like get into it and think about it, it's still really good. You know, I love Christopher Nolan, and the cast behind this one is also absolutely stacked. And the marketing they've done for it, the most recent trailers that they've released with all of the, oh gosh, I'm going to sound like an idiot now because I don't remember the name of it, but the tool they use to measure radiation with all of that, but the like throughout the trailer, seeing Cillian Murphy, Florence Pugh, Emily Blunt, Robert Downey Jr., just Matt Damon, obviously, he's one of the main people in this movie as well. There's just so much that I feel like this movie has going for it. And there's so, like, you learn from the trailer, but you also don't learn that much from the trailer. And I really do like a good, and I mean a good, I'm pretty sure I'm, you know, just thinking back through them. And there's really only other one, but like a history-based Christopher Nolan movie, because last one was Dunkirk, obviously, right? And I love Dunkirk. It was so good. And so I'm really looking forward to so much about this movie while feeling like I know, you know, besides just the history behind it. Even from the trailers, I'm like, I don't really know like where they're taking this movie or what's really going to go on with it. But I'm still on this end.
Yeah, I'd put it just above neutral in the same vein as these ones.
These ones?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick it just barely past because I might not have given it like a 6 like you gave that. But it's like a 5.5. So I'm going to push it a little bit.
I mean, if you're super excited for it, I'd be fine moving up to the super excited. I'm excited for it, but I'm not.
Just pull it a little bit. It's okay.
I'm more into the
4.5.
The comic book made up stuff than I am in the docudrama stuff. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm going to go to it opening weekend and I'm going to enjoy IMAX. It, but I'm not like counting down the days for it as I am for Across Spider-Verse, TMNT, even The Flash. I'm kind of counting down days to see what they do with that one. Excited for Oppenheimer, but not like I have to see it now. So
understandable. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it. Another one that obviously Christopher Nolan does where he shoots for IMAX especially. And so I'm looking forward to going and seeing it in IMAX just to get that full experience of what he wants to get to you. And that's like, even though it's not the classic action, whatever, of like blockbuster movies, this is like the blockbuster movie that I love. Right. Obviously, anyone knows that I will go to any. If Christopher Nolan made the Barbie movie, I'd be there like a thousand times too. Right. 1,000 times over. But I just love what he does. I love the people that he puts in his movies. I've been a huge fan of Florence Pugh as an up and coming actress. And she's obviously in this as well. Emily Blunt is also one of my favorite actresses who's in this. There's just so much that I like about this movie that there's no way like that I wouldn't see it, but I'm super excited to see Oppenheimer and Barbie on the same day because I can't choose between my children. There's no way you can make me choose ever.
I saw a funny thing on the internet. It's like sitting in the Barbie movie and then it uses a clip of like an explosion from the next room. And it's like sitting enjoying the Barbie movie while Oppenheimer is playing in the next theater.
Hey, man, Christopher Nolan's got to get those practical effects in like he did. I mean, that's what so much of it. I'm interested to see after it gets released when they start talking about the making of Oppenheimer and how they did, because they talk about recreating the look of that type of explosion. And I've seen people react to the trailers and just like little details from like split second shots in the trailers. They're like, these are like flares that happened because of this. And it happened in that original bomb because of it or whatever. And it's just like, it gets so interesting, but it was done practically.
Yeah.
It's just,
that's really cool.
So much I'm excited for. Well, there's a lot that's going on this summer, a lot that we have to see over the next 3 months.
I'm a little surprised, honestly, that those two animated movies are the only ones that ended up on the like super, super excited list.
But I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change a thing. And I mean, then again, you do also have to realize that these are just our opinions and a lot of them are just kind of average out between us. There's a lot of stuff that's going on this summer. You can tell that we're not excited to watch Meg or Transformers or Haunted Mansion while we're super excited for Across the Spider-Verse, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, along with a lot of these others. Oppenheimer, Barbie, Asteroid City, Elemental. There's so much that we're going to watch this summer. You know that obviously not all of these will be able to make it onto the podcast, but we will talk about probably a lot of them. And like Vin said, definitely at least Across the Spider-Verse will almost 100% be our next episode that we'll be going over on here. So if you'd like to check that out, just check back here in, I mean, depending on when you're watching, it might be a few weeks or it might already be live. So feel free to check it out. Anything else you wanted to mention? Any other movie news or rumors?
If there's any of these movies on here that you would like us to talk about, put it in the comments below. And we'll try to get to that one and make a special episode just for you.
Because we appreciate it.
Like, if you want us to go see Transformers.
If someone asks for us to go see Transformers, we will, and we will berate it. On the or who knows, maybe it's a hidden joke.
You can change your mind.
If that happens, we might shut down the podcast because all of our opinions will be nothing anymore.
Well, thank you so much for tuning into this second episode of our Fast Forward series of the Pause, Rewind, Play podcast. Thank you for anyone who's taken time to watch any of our videos. We really, really appreciate it. And if you have a second to drop a thumbs up or subscribe to the channel, we would also really appreciate it because we love doing this. Yeah. Thanks again so much for tuning into the Pause, Rewind, Play podcast, and we'll catch you next time.